I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, listen, we are starting off a new year, 2024. Lots of people have made lots of resolutions about things that they want to do better and different for their lives, for their families, at work, in their relationships, at home. And something that kind of jumped off a few years ago is called Dry January. Not that people are saying, you know what, I have given up drinking, I'm never going to drink anymore. But Dry January is really taking off. It's kind of a thing where people decide, you know what, I'm just not going to drink for the month of January. And, you know, I'm like, okay, that's fine. That's great. Okay, do you, boo, however you're going to do it. But I'm wondering how bars and restaurants are handling folks who are not normally drinking. You may be a customer at a restaurant and they count on you to come in and order your food, but also order your drink, right? Are restaurants changing the lineup? Are they expanding the menu that they have and the options because of Dry January? And so I said, you know what? I don't know why I'm wondering, because I got a girlfriend who owns Urban Growler Brewing in St. Paul. And so I said, let me call Jill Pavlak. She is joining me right now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Now, Jill, girl, I have come over to your place and I have drunk me up some serious brews, okay? The food is great. The ambiance is great. The atmosphere is great. But when I start seeing all these Dry January stories, I start wondering, you know, what are restaurants and bars and places like the Urban Growler doing to accommodate the customers who are coming in that would normally have an alcoholic beverage? Are you all changing up your drink menu for Dry January?
Yes. So we absolutely have noticed a change. And we don't just do Dry January anymore. I would say our mocktails have increased by about 10% of all our sales. So we're not just Dry January, we're mocktails all year round. However, for the month of January, we're adding a few things like a hot cocoa bar where people can order hot chocolate and put some fun little additions in it, crushed cookies, marshmallows, chocolate chips, caramel syrup, you name it, we'll get you all sugared up. We also have our signature mocktail. It's called a Nada Colada, which is very delicious. It's coconut sparkling water, pineapple juice, and fresh lime juice. And we also have kombucha. We can make any of our alcoholic seltzer cocktails into non-alcoholic seltzer mocktails. We have NA beer. We also have berry iced tea, lemonade. And for the month of January, we are featuring a mocktail called the Dry Mule, and we make our own honey cream soda.
Yes, and it's delicious. Can you stop right there? Put a pin, because you're talking too fast. That honey cream soda, Jesus has anointed that. That is delicious. That has been touched by the Lord above, girl. I love that. It's worth the trip. If you have not gotten to the Urban Growler in St. Paul, I'm here to tell you that honey cream soda is it.
Well, thank you. And it's loved by adults and kids alike.
I was going to say, my babies love it. My babies love it. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yes. And we also have fire rings, and there's nothing like having like a cup of soup out by the fire or a mocktail or a cocktail. And, you know, it's our mission to bring people together. So whether you're drinking, not drinking, whether you're flying solo or coming with friends or family, it's our mission to help folks connect. And that's why we're here.
Okay, so tell me this, because, you know, you've got your menu, you've got your thing that you're doing. Everybody knows the Urban Growler, the drinks, and you know, the menu that you have. But when you have to change it up for Dry January, what's that process like, you know, as a business owner to just have to change everything up? I know you like to accommodate your customers and you listen and you've got the suggestion box and people come in. But, you know, there's a process. You got to buy more stuff. Yes. You got to train your staff on how to make this stuff. That, you know, even good change is disruptive.
Yes, that's all true. And thankfully, we have a fantastic team that, you know, Deb and I, we've been in business 10 years now, and we have just an amazing team coming up with great ideas, because we know we are in an urban environment. Folks have a whole lot of choices, and we, you know, we are so grateful. We really hope people will continue to support their local favorites, because January is a tough time for bars and restaurants, you know, probably many small businesses, retail. So what we've been saying for years is we really appreciate supporting local, but don't spread the love too thin. Pick your favorites this time of year and really try to help some of your favorites from your neighborhood get through these tough months.
And it is tough because folks are coming off Christmas, right?
Yep.
And
yep.
You done bought all the stuff that these little brats wanted and they don't appreciate, but you did it anyway because you want to be the good parent and you don't want them going back to school telling the teacher they didn't get what they wanted for Christmas. So you just spent all your money on that. And then what was left, you still got these bills. The first is coming. The first is coming, girl. That mortgage man is knocking at the door. So you've got that. And then, you know, on the heels of that, here comes tax time. But you all are still there. You're still doing your thing. And I just appreciate that Dry January and those options and how you just really changed it up. What are your customers saying when they come in and see all these new options at the Urban Growler for Dry January?
Well, it's been received with a lot of, some people are high-fiving, some people are hugging, and you know, we've noticed a change even in our own lives. You know, some folks will come in and just have maybe one beer, and then the second will be a mocktail or an NA beer. So we've definitely, like you said, we pay attention to what's going on in our community and in our own lives, and it really is about just coming out, coming together. We have shareables. You know, you don't need to drop hundreds of dollars here. We just want to see your faces. We want to see you connecting. We don't want to see people on phones. We don't have TVs. We just really want to bring people together. And thankfully, the community is all for it.
I am so glad, as a fellow woman in business, you know, the last time I was there, the place was full. People were enjoying themselves. They were eating. They were drinking. And it just warmed my heart to see the foot traffic in the door. What's business been like so far in 2024? I know we're only a few days in, but you can already feel it. You know, if things are going to be going good, if things are a little bit shaky, if there's a struggle, you know, how are things going so far in this new year for you?
Well, we will never just sit back and hope folks show up. We are trying to always come up with things to get people here. We just had a beer poking. I don't know if you know what that is.
Okay, girl, you got the backup. See, you got the backup. I've never heard of this before, but I won't in. It sounds fun, so I won't
in. It's really fun. It is so fun. And we did one last Saturday because that can typically be like a slow time. And we had fire rings and people come outside with their beer, and we put a hot steel rod in it, and it, like for our lovely porter, it just adds this amazing warm caramely head to the beer, and then the beer doesn't get hot. It's just warm, a little warmed up, and it's just I don't know how to describe it, but just sort of like a winter wonderland in your mouth, and you are just like, people were laughing and smiling, and it was just so exciting. And the really cool thing was everyone that came up with their beer, and one of our staff, Katie, was putting the hot rod in their beer, and I was asking, did this event bring you here, or were you planning to come anyway? And they said, oh no, this event brought me here. So I'm grateful for our amazing team coming up with ideas, getting the community excited. And Deb and I were out in the beer garden from like 1 till 5:30, and we just, our faces hurt from smiling, and it just was like just a blast. So I hope we do it again. I'm sure we will. But we have Anne Bancroft, the explorer, donated firewood for our beer garden. So we have this amazing, beautiful, famous firewood. And we have these fire rings going, you know, usually in the afternoons into the evening. So if people are coming earlier than that, let us know. We'll get a fire going for them. And we're just, Shaletta, we're entering our 10th year. So we are just, that's how we feel. And we're just so grateful that we're still here. We survived some really tough times, and it's because of the community. And we always had the core value community, but we've added the words power of community, because it was the community that kept us afloat for the years of COVID. And it's the community that keeps us engaged. It's the wing, the wind beneath our wings, blah, blah, blah. It's the community that gives us the chicken skin, the goosebumps. It's just, we're so grateful. We are so incredibly grateful. So we hope people will come out and check out what we're doing in our 10th year. And, we have a beautiful beer garden. We're adding a stage outside this summer. So
Hopefully
we can get you up on that stage.
Girl, now you know you got to get me up on the stage. Okay, now you got to tell people, because I'm getting DMs and texts right now. Like, she needs to say where she is. We want to get over there and try some of those cocktails. What's this honey stuff you're talking about? So you got to tell everybody where you are and give them the website so they can take a look on the way. Because I know me, when I'm going to a new place, I'm like looking on the website as I'm heading in that direction.
Yes. Well, one thing I will tell you, you will not just stumble upon us. You need to put us in your Google Maps.
It is intentional, girl.
Yes. But once you find us, it's not so hard. We are in an industrial neighborhood, just 6 blocks north of University. We're in between Raymond and Crete and Vandalia.
Mm-hmm.
So just trust us. When you're going to be driving down Hamden Street and you're going to be off of University and you're going to be like, this can't be right. Go another block or two and you'll see our beer garden lights.
Yeah.
And just trust us. We're back in this neighborhood. This neighborhood is called the Creative Enterprise Zone. You'll see beautiful murals as you drive through here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the tagline of the creatives in this neighborhood to make it here. So we're making it here as craft brewers, we have glass blowers, we have ceramic makers, and you name it. So it's a very cool neighborhood. It's only getting cooler by the minute, and we're just thrilled we landed here. So you would just take 280 or 94 and find this little industrial quadrant on the north side of 94, and we're on the east side of 280.
And it's right off the highway. You don't have to go very far at all.
Not far.
Yeah, not far at all.
Yep.
And I found it.
If you took the green line, you would get off at the Raymond station and then just walk down Raymond or walk down Hamden.
And you're right there. And I found it. Parking was great. Again,
yes, we have lots of parking.
And the friends. And, you know, I just, you know, it seems like everybody there is family. You know, we were sitting across from people and they start talking. I walked up in somebody's event because you got some event space. I walked up in there because they had some cookies and I wanted a cookie. And the next thing I know, I was part of the party, Jill. So
you were wonderful. It was so fun to have you here. That was a great group of women networking that day. But yes, we do have an event space. We also distribute our beer and our hard seltzer cocktails to liquor stores in the Twin Cities, and we're also on tap at some bars and restaurants. So that is our hope that we will be in every liquor store in the state of Minnesota by 2030. So can you help us out with that?
I got you. I got you, girl.
Great.
I got you. And I'm so grateful that you took some time away from the Urban Growler to spend some time with us. Happy dry January to you. We've been talking to Jill Pavlak of Urban Growler Brewing.